Pew Research conducted a great big survey, a big study in 2019, and published the results in Christian Century magazine here just not many weeks ago. They were measuring preaching in America. This is not a setup to a joke, by the way. But they wanted to find out how long sermons are. 50,000 sermons. I don't know if one guy sat down and listened to them all and kind of made notes or how actually mechanically they did it, but after consulting with 6,500 different congregations, do you know what the average is? A couple of hints. Roman Catholics, the median number of minutes in a sermon is 14. Among non-denominational folks, you know, evangelicals, what's your guess? 37. If you go to an AME church or a historically black congregation, 54 minutes. If you're going to go to church like we did in Oakland, you better get dressed and you better be ready. So maybe you're glad for what for me is going to be about 11. Anyway, John's gospel makes it sound like Jesus entered the scene almost completely from left field. Have you heard the expression, an October surprise? It really must have felt something like that to those early followers, because all of the gospels cast Jesus as the outlier, this one who comes on the scene in ways that were not anticipated. And all of the gospels set the story of Jesus' arrival in the context of another leader, right? And who's the other leader? Someone who already had a ministry. Somebody who already had popularity and influence. Somebody who already had a great movement following is John the Baptist. Effective and proven, well-known, universally expected to win the nomination. Universally expected to take on the incumbent, to capture the hearts of the people, to win the battle and take the palace. This baptizer was on his way to what may have been the first century equivalent of the Iowa caucuses or Super Tuesday. But then something happens. This new face, this new candidate has come to face down the empire. And John says of this one, what? Behold, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. And these followers of John the Baptizer, they're after pretty well being sure that they had locked on to the right one, start to scratch their heads, start to wonder if they've been attached to maybe the wrong nominee, the wrong candidate. So they, in more and more numbers, begin to follow this new guy, this Jesus, this rabbi. They're curious and they're enamored. Some of them are transfixed. It's as if they're like fans following him around, kind of huddling and whispering, and what's he going to do now? And I wonder if Jesus sometimes would turn and look over his shoulder and notice this bunch, notice this crowd. They're buzzing. So that's when he asks them the question, the big question, the essential question, the stop in your tracks kind of question. Maybe it was just a question for them. Maybe it's a question for us all. But do you remember what he asked? What are you looking for? Say it with me. Ready? What are you looking for? I wonder if it shifted the whole thing. If all of a sudden they had to take something seriously that up until then, it was all about just finding somebody popular, finding somebody who could win. What are you looking for? You know, it's kind of interesting because I wonder, you know, did they stop and kind of look each other and confer and try to figure out, well, what should we say? And in classic fashion, they actually answer the question with another question. Do you remember what these disciples, maybe Judas, maybe Mary, maybe John or James or Philip and Andrew, they have to come up with something. So what do they say back to Jesus? Rabbi, Where are you staying? The scholars would be quick to remind us that the word staying there is the word meno, which is a thick word, really, in the old language. It is to remain or abide. It is to stick. And so it's quite interesting. Some of the scholars even suggest that what they're asking Jesus, well, what's your position? What's your platform? Where do you stand on foreigners? Jesus, tell us about women. You know, where are you when it comes to taxes or politics or religion? You know, Jesus, we want to know your thing with Samaritans. So what's Jesus do? They've framed it, they've cast it, they've seen it all moving in one kind of direction. And Jesus flips it all up again and says to them just three words. You know, he could have had them, go to the website and find out all the things he stood for, all of his plans. Jesus could have asked them for a contribution to the campaign. He doesn't do any of that. He just has three words. What are they? Come and see. Come and see. Join me. Let's go. Let's go. It's this active present tense verb. So what is the gospel writer doing? What is Jesus doing in this little exchange? It's as if to say that faith in Jesus is not about having the right answer. That faith in Jesus is not about making the right decision. That faith in Jesus is not about being sure, and it's certainly not about being done. Come and see. Come and see as we move and walk. Come on. Come and see as we look. Come on. Come with me. Do you recognize this phrase?
I have climbed the highest mountains. I have run through the fields only to be with you. Only to be with you. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
It's pretty good, Bono, huh? 1987, U2 recorded that song, and it's been played in multiple versions over multiple forums and scenes and settings, but always, always with the same words, words that sound like this. I have kissed honey lips, felt the healing in the fingertips, burned like fire, this burning desire. I have spoke with a tongue of angels. I have held the hand of a devil. It was warm in the night. I was cold as a stone, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. He goes on, I believe in the kingdom come. Then all the colors will bleed into one. But yes, I'm still running. You broke the bonds. You loosed the chains. Carried the cross of my shame, of my shame. And you know I believe it. How does it go? But I still. Let's sing it together, that chorus part.
But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Whenever that one comes on the radio, man, I turn it all the way up. Bono would call that his best gospel song. You know, there are ones with Streets Are Have No Name, and there are just this whole collection of material that the band has produced over the year, but it's not this song of despair like I haven't found it, like I'm... No, it is honesty. I think he sings something of the nature and the reality of faith in Jesus, that it is this ongoing trusting exercise. It is journey. It is process. It is movement. Walking, not arriving. Stepping, not stopping. Striding, not standing. Showing our hands, not folding our arms. It is beginning, not ending. What did Jesus say? Come and see. Come and see. Tripping, trying, daring, dancing, stumbling, failing. Come and see. Come and see blundering and bawling and bumping and burning. Come on. Let's go. Come and see, wondering and walking all the time, adhered and attached and belonging to Jesus. Amen.